Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host is still Otto Lowe's.
It's still Otto Lowe's.
And, of course, everybody knows we're in the Christina Liu show at this point in time.
Thank you.
Sharing tremendous information.
So much going on. It's really, certainly not slowing down during the summer. But Fun Day Monday kicked off last Monday.
Okay.
Which was a great success. And I just really want to encourage people. It's every Monday through July and August from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. with a rain date on Thursdays. So knock on wood, obviously they hope they don't have to do it on Thursdays, but there is a rain date. There's games, there's music, there's dancing, entertainment, exercise classes. There's a whole lot of stuff that goes on. And July 31st one, they have a health fair there, which they have all different agencies. So that's definitely a great source of resources. And then my personal favorite on August 28th is Hometown USA, which is a salute to all the armed forces. And there's a lot that goes on. There's all kinds of musical entertainment and different themes every Monday.
Do people sell stuff at this?
There's a farmer's market.
Okay.
So you can buy, vegetables
but
and fruits.
But people
don't
put up booths, I mean, display.
For the veterans thing, I think there might be some veterans groups that sell
stuff. I thought
stuff.
There was veteran stuff. Okay, that's what I'm asking.
But that's for that last one. But a huge thing that we also really want to stress to people is that transportation is available at a whole bunch of different locations. So, if you don't want to schlep there yourself, definitely people don't know a lot that you can just call through in one and book a ride, which is great. So it's amazing. It's a fun day. It's a beautiful beach.
Oh, it's wonderful.
There's, there's all kinds of stuff going on. They have mindfulness coloring that they're doing there too, which is really wonderful. So I think everyone should check it out and hang out at the beach on a Monday.
Just, aside from the town, did you have your reunion?
Actually, I have. I'm not going to have the reunion there this year.
Oh, you're not? Okay.
Because of a whatever. I have a son-in-law who has given us the ability to access a pretty jazzy house, and we're going to have the reunion there with pool and the whole bit.
They're very fancy now. The Losa is very fancy.
Well, he's a contractor, so he's working there.
Well, pass that along to me. I'm always down
to. Oh, he's working on the house?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the guy said, "Yeah, you could use it." So we're going to do it.
And then what's happening?
Sounds like a party.
But it's like Weekend at Bernie. Yeah. The guy really went away.
Yeah, it's like a movie.
Oh, the Losas are moving into the
house. We're
going
to make a movie, and we can't.
Hope the guy doesn't come home early.
Totally. Watch out. Sweet Caroline will be back.
But we have used it a lot. We have used the park.
Okay.
They just got very fancy this year, apparently.
This year we had this other option.
I'm sorry. This whole show has gone bad. You just said Sweet Caroline. I did see the video. I didn't respond.
Yes, too bad. People would love that. I mean, that might go viral now.
We just did a little Sweet Caroline at a wedding I went to over the weekend.
I know. I think we should just put all of Otto's clips together of him belting out
Sweet
Caroline.
The next one is Don't Worry, Be Happy.
And that was a perfect segue, because that's Otto's other favorite song that we discussed. I think it was last time we were together.
Don't worry.
We're also having a chat called Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Oh, really? Okay.
And that is going to be on Friday, July 21st. It's going to be presented by Susan Hannon, who's from Winthrop, and she does an amazing program she's been doing at the Yes We Can Community Center for us. And the chat's really going to be, what is worry? Why do we worry? Do we worry too much? How does worry affect us? And just coming to learn how to really constructively use all your worriness into
have,
problem solving.
When we were on vacation about 3 years ago, one of the houses that we used for it had a thing on the wall.
Legitimately, there's no construction job.
Yeah. No, this was legit, yeah. This one we didn't break in. And it had a fish on the wall, and we took the fish, and you hit a button, and the next thing you know, the fish is singing, "Don't worry, be happy." So naturally,
Otto chimed in, and I saw the video this morning. Yes.
I have a little clip on us singing, "Don't worry, be happy" with the fish.
I think Fun Day Monday should just hire Otto for entertainment.
But don't worry, it would be good if Susan got a hold of one of these fish and she used it as her segue.
There you go. Well, I'll have to pass it along. Maybe she just play your video in the beginning of it, Otto.
Yeah.
But I think it's just really important to
worry.
Is certainly not worry. But, obviously everybody, worries to different extents. And sometimes, having, worry, it actually can be an effective thing in if you use it correctly, and a motivating factor too. So we don't want you too much worried. It has to be the right kind of balance. So she'll go into all that. That's July 21st. At the Yes We Can Community Center at 10 a.m. So definitely check that out. And another great presentation they're going to be doing, we had her on the show, is the wonderful Joycetta Pierce. She's the curator at the African American Museum of Nassau County. They've done this program a bunch of times because she's an amazing, amazing woman. And her husband is a retired detective, too. So they kind of join forces in figuring out and tracking down all this different genealogy. So it's really, really interesting. It's an interactive presentation. And like I said, she keeps on coming back. It's going to be Friday, July 28th from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. And that's at the Yes We Can Community Center. So
cool. I just want to jump in with one thing, and that's the caregivers group.
Yes.
There's two groups, caregiver to spouse,
yes,
and caregiver to parents.
Yes.
Caregiver to spouse is the first and third Wednesday,
mm-hmm,
in Port Washington from 3 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
The other one says the same thing, but the caregiver to parent is the second and fourth.
Yes.
But both of those, I think, are worthy of
no, and that's, you know, actually a great thing to mention, too, is that, you know, Gail started this support group. She's been doing it for a really, really long time. She's our gerontologist in Port Washington. And she really... It's amazing how this group has developed, because she had this caregiver to a spouse group. You know, it was just called caregiver support group. But a lot of people were coming in and they were saying, you know, I'm a caregiver for my parent. Mm-hmm. And they might even be a senior themselves and caring for, you know, their parent who's, you know, in their 90s or something.
Which is a whole different world.
Right. And, you know, so it's really, so they developed another thing. So literally Gail has, you know, a social group, a support group every, you know.
This goes on every month, then, like July,
yep,
August.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. She continues
the
it.
The sandwich so. Generation, right?
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. So it's just interesting, and I think, you know, that's another testament. You know, these issues, they constantly, new issues come out and new trends come out, and I think it's great that our social worker and nurse really, you know, figure out new ways to help people with these.
And I think
things.
It's great for people to be able to realize that they're not in this situation that they're in alone. There are other people, and it's good to share how you're going to handle it and how you're going to do things.
I agree.
Absolutely.
You know? And again, it goes back to the same thing. You're not alone. In this town of North Hempstead, you're not alone.
Absolutely.
So it's just, you know, look for something and figure it
definitely
out.
Definitely. And call 311 for any information on any of these things, or 869-6311 for that. Also going on, we had on a couple of weeks ago, the wonderful Parks Department, which is offering tons and tons of concerts, I mean, at all different locations. And they're offering movies also, so it's certainly a whole bunch of things. They're coming up tomorrow, actually, will be the Town North Hempstead Goes Country. And this is going to be Broken Road. We'll be performing at 7:30 p.m. at Manor Haven Beach Park. They're a Rascal Flatts tribute band, so they will be there. And then on Sunday, Ring of Fire will be at North Hempstead Beach Park, and that's a tribute to Johnny Cash. So all are free shows. They do have some parking fees, but, you know, you could really it's a nice event. You could pack your own stuff. Otto had a lot of questions on what you can bring to these events and pack last
well,
time.
More so had to do with the family.
Yeah,
reunion.
But
which
really,
we did cover.
That's good.
Nicely.
Yes, that's right. So.
But then he found that abandoned house.
I know. Then all bets were off for Otto.
Yeah.
Also coming up, there is going to be on Sunday, July 23rd at 1 p.m. at North Hempstead Beach Park. Will be 45 RPM. They're great. I've seen them before, and they feature songs literally from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and today. So they kind of cover. All their kind of like a wedding band concept.
Oh, really?
On Sunday, July 30th, the Carpies will be there. They're a 60s tribute band. And on August 6th, the Gold Coast Orchestra will be also playing at the North Hempstead Beach Park. So there's something for everyone. So I think, you know, it's a great reason to get out with your family and check it out. Clark Botanic Garden has a bunch of concerts also going on there. They're going to have Folk Night in the Garden. That will be on July 18th. On July 25th, Pop Music Night, which will be the New York Brass Choir. On August 1st will be Arts in the Garden, which is kind of like a ballet vision, dance vision art show. And on August 8th will be Pops in the Garden, which is the North Shore Pops Concert Band. will be playing there. I like that. Otto just chimed in with to really, he was excited about that one. I think he was putting that in his calendar.
That was actually my alarm clock.
Waking up this, because it's going to be time to close the show.
I know, he's really
good.
Oh, God.
Goodbye.
But, you know, if you're interested in getting more information on the specific concerts and different movies that are offered, call 311 or 869-6311 for information on any of that stuff, because I think it's certainly something great that's going on.
Oh, there's just so many of them.
And then just this is the thing I just, you know, this is actually hot off the presses, is that their town is now offering, which I think is amazing, these free drop-in recreation programs. It's going to be at the Broadway Park in Garden City Park, Charles Fasciolo Park, and John Cameron Park in Albertson.
Now, what is that?
Which is great. You don't have to register for them. So you could bring your grandkid or your kid from July 5th to August 18th, and you can drop in, and there's always activities going on. So it's like a camp that you don't have to register for. It's completely free. There's all different activities, sports, arts and crafts, relay races. So I think it's really a wonderful thing, and it's from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
On what day?
On Monday through Friday, and that's from July 5th to August 18th.
Really?
Which I thought is such a wonderful thing that the town is providing.
It's like a free...
It is. It's like a free summer camp.
Community center.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And the fact is, you know, sometimes you're just looking for something to do, and you're able to do that. And just want to squeeze in before we run out of time, the Tully Park Pool Elevator is going to be repaired. The contracts have been approved. It's been a hot topic, so that will be repairing shortly. So.
Perfect. Yes. That's it. That's our show, everybody. And again, it's been a tremendous one. Thank you, Christina, for always bringing in great people. Thank you, Otto, for always helping out. And for Victoria, of course, for being here and doing a great job. We'll be here next Friday, so everybody have a safe, wonderful weekend. You've been listening to 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.